Hello, everyone, and let's welcome Michael Kasparovic to the Hindi program today. And we are not talking about cricket. We are going to chat about cooking, and hold your breath, we are going to talk curries. So welcome to the Hindi program, Michael.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you and to talk to you about something else besides just cricket. So tell our listeners about your cooking and curry connection. Paint us a picture of your interest in curries.
Well, I like to call my interest in India, I suppose my 18-year love affair with India, having first gone to India as an Australian cricketer. And being exposed to the people, the passion, the energy of the country. It's been infectious for me. But along with that, of course, is the food. And I've loved every visit to India. In fact, I was only there just 2 weeks ago with Australia Business Week in India. So I was in the country. I'm back in India, would you believe, at the end of this month as well. So I can't keep away. And what I do always look forward to is immersing myself, if you like, into the local cuisine.
Fantastic. We love your interest in India, and we love the fact that you immersed yourself so much into the culture and people and the cooking. So tell me, what's the inspiration really behind this great curry cook-off? It's called the Great Australian Curry. Tell us something about that.
Yeah, well, I've been involved with Opportunity International for a number of years now, and I was asked to join their advisory council, and it was just something about what they do, and they support microfinance charities around the world, and I'd seen of the engagement with India and being exposed, I guess, to the contrast in wealth, in poverty, in city, country. And what India provides in many ways, and I really saw this as an opportunity that if I can sell my love of India to other people, also sell the opportunity to help people in India and Opportunity National and what they've done in providing microfinance loans to the families, to the women of the households, to ultimately pay for education. And that's what Opportunity International does internationally. And I've seen it firsthand in India. So the Great Australian Curry Cook-Off, I was involved in the inaugural event last year. I was, in fact, the winner. I beat Stephanie
yes,
Wright.
Yes, you were.
last year. It was in
Sydney.
Right. So I'm kind of glad that this year it's up here in my hometown in Brisbane, Stephanie's as well. And we're really looking forward to this year's event and taking out the title again, of course.
Sure. Okay. You remain a sportsman at heart, don't you?
Well, I think deep down, yeah, the competitiveness comes out naturally.
Absolutely. So what kind of a curry are you going to cook this time, or is it a secret?
Well, it sort of is a secret. And last year, tried to do something a little bit different as well. So it's not going to be butter chicken. it won't be lamb vindaloo or anything like that. But I think Indian food always has this incredible flavour. And last year, we did an eggplant dish.
Yes.
And that's what I've been, when every time I've been to India, I really love getting into the vegetarian food, whether it be in hotels or local restaurants. And really, it's amazing, incredible flavours and the taste that spices provide. I was telling my 13-year-old daughter that Indian food, the word spicy food doesn't mean hot.
Yes.
It's not going to burn your lips. It's actually flavour. The spices are the flavours.
Flavoursome. That's right. You're very right. It's not just about chili hot, but pungent. You know, it can have various tastes to it. And of course, all those spices are very good for health as well. People don't realize that. You know, the cumin, the coriander seeds, all good for your health. And of course, turmeric is antiseptic. So great. Now, you do cook for charity to raise funds for the needy people, the ladies in India who have families for their education. Have you met these people? And what are their reactions like? How do they feel about it?
Well, we'll put it this way. I've taken groups of MBA students from the University of Queensland for the last 4 years on a, I call it an immersion to India and, you know, people at the macro level. At the same time, I've been able to go onto sites and visit some of the families and see how at the micro level, you know, the funds are being spent or what it actually means. And I'm very aware it's about understanding and getting a relationship first, understanding what their need is, what the actual need is before we come in offering solutions, which is something that I think from the West we jump in too quickly and think, yeah, we can solve this, we can fix it. But you've just got to spend a bit more time understanding and gaining trust, if you like, before someone lets you in their house and shares with you, you know, what they really need.
Wow. That's a very good analysis. It's really necessary or important first to identify what their issue is, what their need is, before providing a solution. That's great. So you cook for charity, you cook for people. Do you cook for your family?
I do.
You do?
I don't have a cookbook out. I know Matthew Hayden, who I played cricket with. He put a cookbook out many years ago. I had a couple, actually. The fact of the matter is that I've known Matthew since we were about 16 years old. We played a lot of our junior representative cricket here in Queensland. We played for Queensland together. We played for Australia together. So I've known Matthew for more than 20-odd years. But he's never, ever cooked me a meal. So I even bought his cookbooks off him. So I like to experiment a bit. But one of the things I find with a young family, my kids range from 13 to 7, is they don't like variety. Mm-hmm. And so you got to keep, whilst my wife and I like to sort of experiment and with certain dishes and give it some flavour, the kids, not so much.
Slowly they'll get into it. So what's your favourite kind of a curry?
Well, I really enjoy almost like the southern curries that almost have like a coconut sort of cream, like almost with prawns. Unfortunately, my wife's allergic to prawns, which keeps that dish off the table as well. Mm-hmm. But what I really enjoy when I'm in India, and fortunately I was in Delhi a couple of weeks ago, whenever I get any dish with paneer in it, which is paneer dishes, up in the north, an offering with that, maybe in a saag paneer or something like that.
It's paneer and mushroom, or
but the one dish that I can't go past, and I'm an absolute sucker for, is makhani dal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great. So wish you all the best with the great Australian curry. May you win again. May the best woman or man win again. And thanks for your love for India and all that you're doing for India. Now, because you care so much for curries and for India, I'll be sending you a cooking book, a fantastic Indian cooking book.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I might need the practice.
You will. Thank you, Michael. Thanks for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Let's welcome Stephanie Rice to the Hindi program today. And as you all know, Stephanie is triple Olympic gold medalist. But guess what she's doing? She's cooking up a curry to raise funds for the needy people and needy families in India. So most welcome to the Hindi program, Stephanie.
Thank you very much.
It's wonderful to learn that you're going to cook up a great Australian curry to help people in India. So tell me about your connection with India.
Oh, well, I've loved India for so long. I have a huge fan base online from India. And pretty much a year ago, I just decided to go see if there was any interest in the actual country and give back to some of the supporters that have supported me throughout my swimming career. And it just really was so easy and so phenomenal, the amount of opportunities that came out of India. I was the lead commentator for the Rio Olympics to the Indian team, which was such a pleasure. And there's just a lot of other things we're working on. So I guess being aligned with Opportunity International for the Great Australian Curry is just such a perfect synergy.
Absolutely. So what motivates you to help the people who are needy and deserving and want to come up in life, to give them a hands up?
Well, I've always believed that it's important to give to people less fortunate than myself. And I've been so blessed with the life that I have and the opportunities that I've been able to take on and be a part of that I feel it's my responsibility to be able to give back in some way or another. So I did search for a long time to find an organization that I felt really kind of encompassed the right message of how I would like to give back. And Opportunity International does a great job of not necessarily focusing on the negatives or the poverty, but rather the opportunity that we can provide. So I really like that way of looking at the ability of giving back. And I just love the way they're helping families, especially women in countries like India.
Absolutely. It's such a wonderful, unique way of helping people by cooking a curry. What can be more interesting and more delicious? Tell me about your love for food. Are you a foodie, or being an athlete and being a sports person, you're very careful about what you eat?
Well, I guess in some ways I wouldn't necessarily call myself a foodie because I don't necessarily play around too much with recipes and things like that, but I love healthy food and I love delicious food and I've always loved curries. So to be able to participate in the curry cook-off is exciting. I'm also a vegan, so curries are perfect because there's just so many options for beautiful pumpkin and chickpea curries or a dal. You know, items like this, which I guess are a little bit more interesting to me.
Right. Any favorites among the Indian foods?
Yeah, well, I love lots of Indian food, but especially love the coconut and chickpea pumpkin curry. I love those flavors. When I was just recently there, I got to try a lot of different foods in India that we don't really have here.
Yes.
And that was exciting to just try lots of different varieties of curries and dals and things like that.
Great. And obviously you're cooking for charity, you're cooking for a great cause. Are you competing or are you just cooking for your family at home to raise funds?
No, we're participating in the competition, which is awesome because I love competitions. and last year I feel like I didn't win for some unknown reason. So the pressure is on this year to beat Michael Kasovic in the curry cook-off.
Yes. He cooked the aubergines. He cooked the eggplant.
Yeah, I know. It was amazing. But this year we're so lucky to have the girls from My Kitchen Rules. So I feel like we're both going to fail this year against them.
And what are you planning to cook this year?
Oh, there's this amazing vegan curry that we're making. So I'm really excited to practice and then get ready for tomorrow's big curry cook-off.
Oh, great. Have you met some of the people that Opportunity has helped?
I haven't met firsthand anyone yet that
you
is on
stories,
the ground in India.
Yeah.
But, yeah, through the work I've been doing with them the past year, definitely. I mean, you see it all in their beautiful newsletters and online, the amazing families, and especially at events like tomorrow night, which is a celebration of the work they do, they always share a couple of really unique stories. And it's really nice to hear and see the donations and the effort that everyone goes to and how much it's helping, you know, women in India.
Great. It's absolutely admirable that you can do this work. Do you cook for your family also sometimes?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy cooking. I definitely love experimenting or trying new healthy options. Mm-hmm. And I love to be able to share a meal with people that, you know, you feel so close to. So I love that aspect of it. And I think tomorrow will be a really nice opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. We wish you all the best. You're a triple Olympic gold medalist, and maybe tomorrow you'll be a winner as well.
Maybe I'll be a curry cook-off champion tomorrow too.
I hope so. Now, because you like India and curry so much, Stephanie, I'll send you a wonderful video about Indian cooking.
Oh, fantastic. That would be great.
Thank you. Thanks for your time today, Stephanie.
Thanks, Kumar. I appreciate
it. All the best.
Thank you.